Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the fourth week of January. A month has passed since the longest night of the year. And these days, I notice the sun getting stronger and the day getting longer, just a little bit, but it's unmistakable. The temperature, on the other hand, has been steadily going down, and here in Ottawa, we've had quite a cold weekend. The sky was blue, the sun was bright, and it was close to minus 20 degrees Celsius. It was a most gorgeous kind of winter day. On Sunday, a part of the Rideau Canal opened for skating for the first time this winter. Last year, we had a historically warm winter, and the canal didn't open for skating even for once. So on Sunday, when the canal finally opened for skating, many people went crazy. I heard that some people couldn't wait for the official opening time and barged onto the ice early in the morning. I myself am usually the last to join the crowd of the skaters. But because we don't know how long the canal will stay open, I might as well grab the opportunity while I can. What seasonal human activities are taking place around you? Today, I am sharing with you a little travel story from my recent visit to Japan. Last summer, I went to Japan for about 3 months, visiting my family. And during that time, I happened to make an overnight trip to Tokyo. I stayed at a youth hostel in central Tokyo, and there I got to experience a most luxurious bath time. How can a person have a luxurious bathing experience at a youth hostel? Well, I will take you there right now. I wonder what unique, luxurious experience might come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it.
The Amazing Night View. Last summer, when I visited my family in Japan for a few months, I happened to spend a night in Tokyo. I was visiting a family member in the region until late in the evening. Then I had an appointment to visit a friend in central Tokyo the following morning. Since all I needed was a place to sleep and my budget was tight, I decided to stay at a youth hostel. Luckily for me, there was one right next to the train station close to the place I was going to meet my friend the next day. Located inside a tall building, directly accessible from the station, it was easy to find, and I made it just in time before the door closed for the evening check-in. Once securing my bed in a deserted room and dropping my stuff, I went to take a shower. The staff at the front desk had told me there was a Japanese-style shared bathroom on my floor. I only expected to take a quick shower, but if there was a bathtub, that would be a delight. When I walked into the changing room, the only other guests were a few high school students, deep in conversation, apparently forgetting about the bath altogether. I brushed past them, hurrying my way to the bathroom. The moment I opened the door, the familiar mist welcomed me. One side of the wall had a huge window, and along that window was a large bathtub. Excited by the prospect of stretching out my tired body in the hot water, I quickly washed myself and ran to the bathtub. As I sank into the warm water and edged closer to the window, my breath caught. What I found through the misty window was the most picturesque night view of Tokyo. Below, I could see the sea of urban buildings lit up under the night sky, as if I were standing on a lookout. But unlike on a lookout, there was nobody else around me. It was just me, sitting in the bathtub, the water trickling from the tub, the only sound in the room. For a moment, I was certain I was having the most luxurious bathing experience in Tokyo. The spell was broken when the high school students finally came in and their chattering echoed in the room. After taking a final look at the view, I got up and left the bathroom.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.